Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Plug. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. We do have two new hosts for The Plug. Ladies, introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lonnie. You can find me on Twitter at Lonnie underscore Lynn.
And I'm Vanessa. You can find me on Twitter at underscore V underscore Nicole underscore.
All right, man. Thank y'all for joining the network. Really appreciate y'all working with me. I'm excited to have two ladies, you know, ready to talk some pop culture stuff. And let's get into it, man. First thing we got to talk about is this whole Kendrick Lamar Humble, just the fake outrage. What do y'all think about that? I have to ask two black women which, how y'all feel about it. I already got something to say, but I want to know what y'all think.
So, all right, let me tell you something. I really got this on my heart, like, for real. Okay, so, in my opinion, Kendrick Lamar did us all some justice and dropped that bomb single, Humble, and I love it, and I feel like everybody I know loves it. But, this fake outrage, listen, guys. We can't pick apart everybody who speaks on the things that we know we like to speak on. You know what I mean?
Like, I totally agree.
We talk about it all day, how all these men want women with these fake asses and fat asses and tiny waists and all of this and Brazilian weaves and everything. All Kendrick said was, show me shorty that live on the corner who got stretch marks on her ass. She probably got a kid, but whatever. she bad to me, you know? And everybody is upset. And I can't get why. Like, why do you
get it either? I was confused because I saw a lot of black women on Twitter upset, going off at him and saying he sounds hotep-ish. And it's like, he was just speaking about what he likes, what he's attracted to, was his preference. Like, that's what he wants in a woman. And I guess it's kind of shocking because, to be honest, a lot of us men aren't attracted to women with all that fake stuff. Because me personally, I'm not. I don't want a woman who has to alter her, literally everything about her appearance. You got to wear fake, get fake ass, fake titties. You got makeup on. You got that hair in shorts, eyelashes. You got, what else? The contacts. Like, damn. Like, you really don't love yourself. Like, you don't love yourself. You got to do all of that to make yourself feel attractive. It's
right.
It, something is weird there.
But it's a lot of pressure from society to feel that way. But on the other hand, like, I love the song Humble. I twerked the whole morning when I heard it. fake twerk because I can't really twerk. But I get where they're coming from. I think most people, well, black feminist issue right now with Kendrick wasn't necessarily that he's shouting out black girls or natural girls. It was that it's still that stereotypical light skin, curly hair girl in the video. Like,
okay,
it was
okay. I saw that
girl.
Too. And
it was the girl is, with dark skin.
I wouldn't
girl
consider
with,
her light skin, but all
right. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't think she was that light.
But light it's still skin, that stereotype.
I get it.
Like, you ain't see the girl with the 4C. hair.
You're right.
With the super kinks. Like, like the Solange Bush.
With that
shrinkage
for real.
Okay, let me ask y'all another question. Why all is right. it that when first the issue is representation, right? And then when he puts a black woman in the video, now I saw a lot of girls talking about how she wasn't even black. And then the craziest part is they went at Kendrick's wife, who he's been with since right. high school.
Since,
you know what I'm saying? He's been with her since 9th, 10th grade, like, and they talking about how you talk about black women when you're married to a woman who's mixed, as if she's still not black. I don't understand how people want to claim Amber Rose is a black woman, but then when they see a light-skinned woman say she's not black, like, which one is it? Can we really decipher this?
I think the problem isn't that, you know, she is light-skinned. I mean, that's going to be the problem with whoever feels that way, but I feel like it's more so the fact that women feel a type of way when they don't fit the mold of whatever someone popular that they like is talking about. You know what I mean?
Inclusion's like, important.
You know, like, if you know, nobody, I mean, or everybody, gets a little upset when Migos or Future is talking about the women with fat asses and the little flat booty girl down the street is upset because she ain't got one. you get a little, you know, so when somebody is saying something that doesn't include you, it's, well, how dare you?
It's an attack. It's so
you're going to try to attack them, and you're going to go after what they have, which is his woman who has been with him from the beginning, and she just so happens to be fair-skinned. Like, we're not going to attack her like she's just some light-skinned video girl. That's right. His wife. Like, that's his woman.
That was
woman.
So disrespectful. And
it's his woman. And this isn't the first time that Kendrick's woman has been, you know, the issue or has been attacked because of something that Kendrick has said or done.
Yeah, and that was sad to see because we see these same girls crying about colorism and all of that stuff. It's like, can we really decide who's black and who's not? You know, because, oh man, if we're going to talk about colorism, we got to talk about French Montana. Did y'all see when he went at the girl because he said nappy and then everybody blew up and he's not black? Come on, man. I just really wish we could decide. First of all, the whole who's black thing doesn't really even matter. Like, if the cops pull you over and they think you black, then nigga, you black to me.
You black.
It's that simple.
You are black today.
It's that simple.
The French thing, I don't think if cops pull French over, they think he black.
He think he's something that's
they
not white.
They don't think he's black, though. I don't think French is going to get gunned down in the street because they think he's black.
Huh?
I'm just saying. I think what irritated me about the French comment is technically French is a culture vulture. He isn't black. He makes money off black music and black culture and dates white girls that want to be black and then comes for a black girl because she's black. And her hair wasn't even nappy.
It was that, because I looked at it, I saw it literally when it happened. It was on my timeline, like, immediately. And I knew it was about to be some shit because the girl was talking about him and he searched his name like some celebrities do and he responded to her. And I don't even know why they do it. I don't see why what you get out of that. Stupid. But he searched his name and she was talking about him. So he basically responded. And that word nappy seems to be one of those trigger words, quote unquote, that makes people really, like, you know, kind of go off.
It certainly
it's like
is.
Saying your mama when you was a kid. Like,
I'm coming from my mama, dog. You don't know my mama, dog.
You like nappy.
Nappy, but nappy is it's getting down to the root. And, you know, you got to understand where that word comes from. So when you start to, you know, I guess, bring any light to anything that is natural for a black woman, everybody's going to be on defense, whether you're saying it in a negative way like French Montana or in a positive way like Kendrick was saying.
And that's a big issue for me because I personally, I'm attracted to a woman if she's beautiful and if she has a brain. That's my qualifications right there.
Okay.
How are you mentally? And if you have a nice face, we can work. I'm not going to be like, oh, she's got a fat ass. Like,
your children are not going to... Listen, everybody, listen. Your children are not going to come out looking like people's swag, okay, in their prosthetics, all right? Your children are going to look like your significant other's face. So please, cut the crap, all right? But my whole point of that is that, you know, like I said, when you've got, like, these turn-up rappers that talk about women whose asses are huge, it's objectifying. So I really don't understand how on the opposite end of the spectrum it is the same. But what I can say is that any mainstream artist or any artist period that discuss women or men, because it's women that, you know, women artists do it too, it puts an unrealistic expectation.
That's true. That is very true.
And it makes it more difficult. And what people don't seem to understand is that it really shapes and molds the way people act outside of, you know, what's being heard on the radio. Like, pop culture really influences people. So it's going to influence. Like, this is really going to fuck up the dating scene. Like, I'm going to just be real. It's already hard to date in 2017.
Right.
But every time you hear a song that makes people have an image or an aesthetic in their head, that's what people are going to go for. It doesn't matter what it is. How long were we looking for Bad and Bougie bitches? Like, come on, like, we're still looking for Bad and Bougie bitches. And now I feel like the outrage is going to come because now men are going to be fake looking for women with stretch marks on their asses. And yeah, women are gonna be upset because that's either another thing that they don't fit to.
That's true. I think that's true. And I think that a lot of it is, I think half of it is a woman's fault, because at the end of the day, you do control what you do, but it's also men as well. Because in the music videos, if you watch videos back in the 90s, there weren't all these big fake asses and everybody got huge titties. It was just beautiful women. If you was pretty, you could be in a video. That was it.
That's true.
It was dark skinned girls, light skinned girls, Spanish girls, everybody.
Watch the round and round me. Watch the I Get Round by Tupac. Watch
Man,
that video.
It was everything. And so okay. I think it's men's fault for making it seem like this is what we're attracted to, when a lot of guys, I think what Tyrese said a few weeks ago, the way he delivered the message wasn't good, but what he said was profound in saying that when you get that temporary fix on your body and you change yourself, the only guys you're going to attract are guys who want you temporarily, where they just want to have sex with you. They don't really want to date you. They're not going to take you serious. Like, the type of guys that like girls with all the fake stuff are the type of guys who do fake shit, like who share bottles in the club, or niggas who got on fake chains. Like, niggas who like fake girls who have fake bodies do fake shit like that.
Let me get the Louis today. Let me get that.
Exactly. So I think it's men's fault too. Like, lame niggas, just lame niggas. You a lame guy. The lame niggas, it's they fought for pushing that agenda, and then now women want to live up to it, and now you got girls out here who actually are attractive already. Like, I know a lot of girls who are attractive, and then they go and get these surgeries done, and it's like, you look like a different person now. I know girls who have beautiful eyes, they got contacts in for no reason. Like, why do you want blue eyes? Like, it just don't make sense. And I think, I gotta say, even being a man, a lot of it is a man's fault, because you got lame niggas out here who perpetuate that's what we like. They, like, put it out there, that's what we want, because it's in every video, on every song. Real men, trust me, we don't like that shit. I don't want no fake woman, because you can't have everything on you fake and then come to me and say, I want you to be real. Nah, we not doing that.
Well, I mean, you know, what I can say is that, listen, listeners, if you got some injections, don't be sad, okay? Kendrick may not want you, but there's someone else out there that does Shy Glizzy, okay? Shy Glizzy said, you know, ain't nothing wrong with fake asses, bitch, turn around, let's make magic. He said it in Crew by Gold Link. Go ahead and listen to that. So it seems as though if you got fake asses and titties, you need to find you an East Coast nigga. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Come to D.C., Baltimore, or New York, and you'll survive. I mean, Cardi B started here. She started here, and that ass is flourishing. So it's not over for you because he's praising women with natural stretch marked asses. It's going to be okay for you out here. But I would like to talk more about the fact that, you know, it really is hard because of these things to date in 2017. Like, we have got to discuss this.
I got questions, because I have a lot of female friends, and
female word one more time.
Women friends is just not proper grammar. Like, my bad.
I
have a lot of ladies who are friends, and for some reason they come to me for advice. Like, I know every fucking thing. It's kind of annoying, but I always hear the worst stories about dating. Like, the worst stories, especially when it comes to like sex and all that. Like, I've come up with this ratio. I really feel like women almost have to sleep with 20 guys to have like 3 good ones, because it's like, you pretty much 1 for 10. Like, that's fucking insane. It is ridiculous.
I mean, listen, okay, you don't have to sleep with them to know that they ain't shit. I'm just gonna be real, it's a good way to find out they ain't shit, but it's a good way to solidify that. But you already have it in your head anyway.
Those numbers are fair though. That's gonna be accurate. Yeah.
Lisa, you're carried a one. I'm kidding, guys.
I'm not.
But what we are gonna say is that, like, yeah, we're not gonna ignore the fact that social media and pop culture really influence what people want. And that's gonna be the issue. So I did take a little poll to ask the single people in the world what it is that they find difficult about dating these days, you know? And I got some very interesting feedback I got some very vague feedback that everybody's gonna say, "Oh, it's so hard to separate the real from the fake." Okay, what does that mean?
God, that's such bullshit. I hate that answer.
What is it? Can you elaborate or no? So I got some good things. Like, I guess communication was a big one. And while that's very vague, it could be narrowed down to the fact that no one really communicates or is honest about what they want from the beginning, you know? Like, I'm sorry.
Intentions are important.
If I just want a nut,
that's true.
I would like for you to just tell me that and put the ball in my court to say yes or no, because 9 times out of 10, I
have an answer for that. I think that I think that men do need to start being more upfront and honest about it, but the guys that do it, they do it in a disrespectful manner.
Don't like, do it without cool for tech. Like, don't do that.
You can't just hop in her DM and say, "I'm just trying to smile." Like, you can't do that. You still got to be polite, you know, get to know her a little bit, and then let her know, "I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm just trying to, you know, mess around right now and be honest with you. This is what I'm trying to do. I don't want to sell you a dream." Be honest, but you don't have to be disrespectful while you're being honest. The two are not synonymous.
Absolutely. But at the same time, women have to be honest and stop letting these niggas think that we're okay with just going with the flow. If you know you want a relationship, say, "I'm looking for a relationship."
And call it that.
Like, you can't think that he's saying he just want to chill and 6 months down the road.
When y'all still chilling.
And you're trying to figure out why things haven't progressed.
Let me ask y'all this. Why I feel like women feel like they can change our mind. Like, he said he don't want a relationship, but I'm still going to be a good enough girl to where he's going to change his mind and make me his girlfriend. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
It doesn't work that way. And
I've tried. I'm still trying.
Call it quits now. Look here, Van. Call it a spade. Call that spade a spade, all right? We're not going to sit here and think we're going to be someone's game changer. We're not going to be everybody's game changer. That's not how this is going to work. Somebody is going to be real with you. "Hey, I want to chill." We going to chill. That's all we're going to do. Stop asking me to meet your family, please.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
I don't care, okay? So I did go into that, and also a big thing that came up was trusting someone new, you know, and not assuming that everything in the get-to-know phase is a lie.
That can be tough, but I think that it's certain, well, for me, I know there's certain ways to be able to tell if somebody is true, trustworthy or not, if they lying or not. It's real simple, man. You just got to pay attention to what they do and not what they say. It's that simple. If women pay more attention to actions and less of listening to what niggas say, half the women out here that are bitter wouldn't be bitter, because they would know, okay, this nigga lying.
Amen. Because it's some bitter men.
But we want to believe y'all so bad. That's what it is.
But don't. Like, no matter. I have just saying. Don't be stupid.
I don't want to believe you. I'm cynical as hell, okay? And I can tell you this straight up. And this always backfires on me, because they end up liking me more. But I call a spade right to their face. As soon as they say something, I'm like, "You bullshitting." And they just find it cute and charming, but I'm so serious. Like, "You're bullshitting."
We take that as a challenge. Like, "Oh, she don't believe me? I'm going to show her." Like, we take that as a challenge.
That I still don't believe you, and I have every reason not to. And for some reason you find this cute, cut it out.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, "Oh, really?" And then I gotta sit in my group chat. I gotta screenshot it.
He said this, guys. I know, I'm in the group chat. So what I can also, besides the stupid stuff, like, you know, motherfuckers don't want to cook, I don't understand. But I got a really good answer here, Kristen. You're gonna like this. This is what I'm saying here. I got this answer from Charlie, and Charlie said that a big thing that makes dating difficult these days is people being unwilling to work on their personal flaws. Mm. That whole "I am who I am" trope.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I think that men have a bigger, like, a lot of times we know what our problem is, and we decide early on, "Okay, I'm not going to change. It's just who I am. It's part of me." Like, my girl had to accept this. It's fucked up, but a lot of us do it. But then I think women do the same thing, whereas in it's like, you gotta be willing to build with me, but then they don't want to date a nigga who ain't got a car. It's like, I mean, I'm trying to work on my shit, just like you working on you, right?
One of us stop. I agree. Not so much the car part, but I do agree that, you know, we do have our moments where we're like, you need to accept this, because there are women who are like, look, I'm crazy, and that's who I am. And if you're going to be with me, you're going to understand I'm crazy. Yep, fix your scarf. You're going to understand that this is who I am. But men really, really do it, because self-evaluation is just a thing of the past, it seems. And you can't say, you know, this is who I am. You know, I don't apologize. You know, I'm not like this. You know, I don't do this. Accept it. Nobody has to accept that. Okay. But there are people who stick around and try to. And that's where we start to set ourselves up.
Yeah. Man. Like, why is it cute for girls to say, I got an attitude? If you can't deal with attitude, then leave me alone. Don't nobody want to deal with your attitude. You're a grown woman. Nobody want to deal with a weak ass attitude. Nobody who gets mad instead of talking about their problems.
It's not that we think it's cute, because I definitely have one. It's that it's just been accepted. Like, dudes be mad, but they get over it. And it's like, oh, you kind of cute when you mad. It's like, this is what I get. Oh, you're cute crazy. Well, I guess I am cute crazy.
Only niggas who say that ain't never had a girl try to swing on them or shoot at them or none of that shit, man. Shit is cool until it go too far.
Crazy like that. I'm crazy like,
oh, you didn't call me at 8 o'clock. It's 8:02. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, that's fake, right? Crazy. You fake crazy.
Yeah, I'm fake
you
crazy.
Ain't real crazy.
No, we're not shooting up.
I'm
no,
fake attitude.
No blocks or nothing.
No, I'm not about that life.
you know what I call that? Attention crazy. You just want me to look at you. You just mad because I ain't looking at you right now. That's attention.
Exactly.
That's attention crazy.
You know, you haven't talked to me all day. Let me post this bomb thirst trap and let you see what other niggas see. You see these comments?
Follow her on Instagram, guys, and see these bomb thirst traps.
Wait, hold on. I got a question. If you mad he haven't talked to you all day, why not talk to him first?
That's not the case.
That's not the principle. It's the principle.
Even if you do it, he still ignore it. I was busy. No, you wasn't. Shut up.
It's not the principle?
10 hours.
It's the principle.
Okay,
that
I believe.
I didn't surmise enough for you to send that text message.
You can't send a text message. You can't tag me in a meme. I didn't, nothing today reminded you of me. Really? Okay. This ass will.
Right.
Post it. But that's a
oh,
big...
now you want to say hi.
Okay. What's up, big head? But no, I mean, it's a big thing. You know, we're not trying to change who we are. We're just trying to find people to accept it. And, you know, for the generation that we're in, that's not okay. We're in a big critical, we're in a really critical age group where you're about to become who you're going to be for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man.
And if
social media is, I totally agree. With the use of the internet, it's another level. Communication is extremely important right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not willing to, you know, decide who you want to be as a man or as a woman first, and then try to find some love, you gonna get out here and fuck people up. And I don't got time for people like you. Leave me alone.
I agree.
Leave me alone.
One thing I do want to say, though, because I keep seeing girls ask this question a lot, is do guys still go on dates? I haven't been on a date in forever. And
they just not dating you, bro.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, the girl got mad at me, but I had to say, if a guy really likes you, he's gonna take you out. Like, only girls we don't take out are the ones we don't really like. If I hit you up,
that's
at
the
past
one that
10 o'clock,
he was chilling. He said that.
If I come to your house past 10 with some Taco Bell, you know what it is. I mean, don't expect nothing else.
Extra mouth.
First of all, there's nothing sexy about anybody after they eat Taco Bell. Don't be rude. Don't be rude. Stop somewhere else, please. Thanks. But that's a good ass point. This is what it is, especially if he show up in hoop and shorts and some flip flops. He is not here to take you on a date, baby. Man. He just wants to kick it and hit that.
But that's part of like accepting like the love or whatever that you feel like you deserve.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to say myself personally, and like most of my friends, we don't have that problem. We're not like, oh, guys don't take us on dates.
Right.
No, we're not. They know not to try me. Like, I can't think of a dude who off the bat was like, yeah, come over and chill.
Absolutely.
No,
not
with me, you won't.
Absolutely.
When
not.
Are you gonna see me? You mean when are you gonna take me out? Like, you just have to set that standard from the
beginning.
Stop just
from
going.
The first slide into the DMs, So when are we going? Or text message. So when you going to come through? Excuse me.
If you, I said, or people be like, when am I going to see you? Whenever you make plans, let me know. I'll make myself available. But you have to make plans. I'm not
mad at that. Actually, I respect that and I like that because I feel like it's important for women to set the standards on what they're willing to accept. Because men, we put women in different categories. And unconsciously, we do it. We do it. Like, niggas do it and they don't even realize they're doing it. But we put all the women in our lives are in a certain category. You know what I'm saying? So you can end up in just smashable when you want to be girlfriend, but because of the way you act and what you accept, you're only in smashable. You can't be the girlfriend now. You only smashable because you didn't set the standard in the beginning. You made it seem like it was cool. Like, it was cool for me to come over at 12 o'clock at night and sneak in while your mom sleep. Like, it was cool. So why am I taking you out? I don't have to. If I can hit it while instead of spending my money, why am I going to spend my money? Like, I'm going to take out the girl I actually like and just come smash you. I mean, that's just real. It sounds harsh, but it is what it is, man.
I can't say women don't do that either. I might have been a fuckboy in the past. Because I do it too. I know that I like this guy and I really want to give him some attention, but I don't want to give him what I think he wants me to give him right now. We're going to go on these dates, but homie, listen, I got an itch and I need you to come scratch it. Can you come handle that? Because I'm not doing this. I don't feel like I have to put an effort with you because you are a flip-flop and hoop with shorts, nigga, so I don't have to put in an effort either.
That's smart. You know what it is and you just accepted it. Like, I respect that, man.
I don't have to.
And I'm going
to
use you until my real boo.
Until, you know, I'm going to use you for what I need you to get. And you get cut off because we don't have any substance to build on anyway. So goodbye.
You know what else I hate about dating?
What else? I got to hear this.
What am I trying to say? Like, the accessibility. Like, people are too accessible. Like, I'm too accessible to people. And by that, I mean, like, social media makes niggas real comfortable.
Listen.
Like, super comfortable.
Bold.
Like, men who I know for a fact would not dare speak to me in person at the grocery store, at a bar, or what have you.
Got the gall.
The nerve.
The audacity.
To slide in my DMs and my inbox.
Oh, so you don't like when guys be shooting they shot.
Baby, yes, listen.
But you gotta shoot realistic shots.
Oh, man, like, no such thing. You gotta shoot your shot.
You don't come from half court. You do not come from half court.
It's not even half court. Like, they not even on the field. Like, it's levels and leagues, and they not even in it. Like, I don't know what this is. This is foolishness.
I just feel like you know what league I'm in.
I disagree with that one because as a man, I've had situations where it's like, I've reached out and tried to speak to certain women who I felt like would possibly be out of my league, and then we was actually super cool. Like, I've, you know, had some fun doing that. So I'm all for shooting your shot. I think it's a certain way you do it, but you gotta always try. Wait, let me ask: are you saying that's cool because I'm not ugly nigga, or is it like, okay, only ugly niggas shouldn't shoot their shot? Like,
well,
you know what? It's not even that you're ugly, because I can do ugly. Girls don't mind ugly niggas. Like,
really, not these days.
We will proudly proclaim that I bae is ugly. It is what it is. Because you just have to have some type of swag. But it's just like corny niggas. It's not about ugly. It's about like corny, weird, creepy niggas. Like,
your fitted is two sizes too big, and so is your polo from Marshalls.
Jean shorts.
Okay, listen, and your high top, whatever the hells you got from the flea market, don't do this. Let's not do this. You still got the dollar sign, the colorful dollar signs on your fitted. You look like the beginning of the 2000s. Please don't do this to me. I don't know how to see this to you.
It's like the dudes that call you via Facebook. Like those.
Don't
those
call
types
me
of dudes
on Facebook.
Man, see, I didn't realize it was this difficult for women to do.
So hard, because they will slide in your DMs and never leave, regardless of if you reply.
Repeatedly,
over the course of time, like a real
like years. It's people that have been in my inbox and DMs for, I'm not lying to you, years, and they've never gotten a response. I personally feel like if any man slides in any woman's DM or inbox more than three times, they need to be put on a registry, like a thirst offender registry. Like, you create a website,
username
and faces for the thirst registry. Like, it is horrible.
By definition, it's harassment. Please
it,
don't.
It definitely is. It's uncomfortable. And then sometimes they're super creepy because you block them and they create a new page.
Oh my God.
I'm not even that cute for all that. Like,
well, men, we go through the same thing, but I have a different name for it. I call the type of girls that I wouldn't talk to, I call them "don't touch me's." Like,
ooh, like, okay, explain that.
It's just a type of woman that I wouldn't deal with on any level. Like, the most we could be is friends, but of course she would want to be more than that. But that's it. We could only be platonic friends. She would go in that category. You know, like, "don't touch me. I don't ever want to deal with you like that." But women take it hard when you curve them. Oh my God. Like,
women are less accepting of rejection than men are. But I feel like when men get rejected, they get aggressive. But when women get rejected.
When lame niggas get rejected, they get aggressive. Lame niggas.
Be specific, yes. Lame niggas, when they get rejected, "fuck you, man. You wasn't all that cute anyway." But when women get, because I guess for example, I don't know too many women that will pay for dick. Okay, that's something that men do. Men pay. I can't say socially I know any woman who has laid some money down for some type of sexual activity. I can't say that. What I can say is that causes this entitlement to women that they deserve dick. Okay, they deserve it. True. So when you shut me down, you're shutting down my nut. Let's just call it what it is. You're shutting off what I thought I could get from you, and how dare you. Okay, now again, let's be real, lame women, if you want to be specific. Fine.
Men don't get upset because we're used to rejection. Like I just said, we shoot our shot. Like, and you, as a man, you should. Your job is to chase. You're supposed to be out there doing that. If you're single, try to get with women, try to deal with them, do your thing. But women don't do that. Y'all don't really go after guys like that. When you go to the club, guys, you're not going up to guys trying to get the number. So y'all not used to a dude telling you no. Us, we used to.
"Can I buy you a drink, sir?" If you get,
as a woman, rejection, like, shakes you to your core. Like, you're the core of who you are, your being. Your soul hurts.
What?
When you get told no. Like,
"you don't want me?
You just spit in my face by telling me no." You take it to heart. But that's because I feel like, in general, women might not shoot their shot and things like that, but women face rejection all day long. And that goes back to the, like, social media and society and pop culture and expectations and things like that. So you're internally feeling like you're getting rejected all damn day. And then you finally shoot your shot and someone rejects you. He just took your soul.
Listen, don't shoot me down. Hence, what you thought this was.
Hence to being aggressive and feeling like taking it super personal.
Just because you're not someone's cup of tea. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that.
The ego is a powerful thing. I know I don't like rejection. I can't say I got my shot though. It's somebody's DM I want to slide in, but I'm scared too.
Why, but you got to shoot your shot. That could be your husband, but you over here scared.
I think I'm not ready. I got to get my life together. I got to get my whole life together first.
We got to start from the bottom here.
And I found out he had a baby in October. Oh. It's Donald Glover. The person who I want to shoot my shot with.
Childish Gambino, everyone. Listen, I don't know if he's really with his child's mother, but V. Nicole has just shot her shot. Sort of. She doesn't realize it, but let's take advantage of this. Because she definitely did that. But the rejection, it could happen. So,
you know what's funny? One of my OGs told me, "you're not a real man until you turn it down, pussy."
Elaborate.
Let me explain what I mean. What I mean is, a real grown man, when you get to that level, you reach the point to where you know where to get vagina, you know you can get it, you know you can deal with the woman or women that you want to when you want to. You aren't beholding to pussy. Like, the guys that have to chase pussy are the guys that are like the male feminists, like the guys that will say anything for a woman to respond to them, for them to like them. Like, those are niggas who gotta chase pussy. When you really hit your stride in life as a man, you got your shit together, you know what I'm saying, and you feel me, you got a little swagger on yourself, you know how to carry yourself and speak to women properly, you know how to dress, at that point you get to the point where you can turn down pussy. You ain't gotta fuck everybody. That's when you learn, I don't have to have sex with every woman, I don't have to talk to every woman, like it doesn't have to be every single one of them. So that's all that means, is you reach a certain point in your life as a man where you realize, I don't need to go at every single one of them because I got these other ones I can go to anyways. And you just start to understand that you don't have to chase everything. It's part of maturing as a man, basically.
You become dick with standards, basically.
And okay. that only comes after a man kind of has that whole phase where he gotta chase. You know, as men, we gotta have that time where we just chase. Even if you're not successful, you gotta chase, you gotta be out there shooting your shot, trying all that. Like, you need those experiences as a man, because if you don't have that, you gonna feel like you're missing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 25, but I done took every mode of transportation to go and see women. Like, I've done it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm happy with that. I learned a lot in my life, you know? So as a man, it's part of growing up. You need that experience.
Okay, so what would you say about a woman who has taken every mode of transportation?
Good, because that makes you more, you got to be safe, of course. It's more important for you to be safe than me, obviously, because the world is just fucked up. It's a terrible place. But I would say it's a good thing. You know, I think it's good for women to do that because you're a more well-rounded person. Like, it's nothing better than talking to a woman who done been outside her neighborhood and been outside her state and experienced life some, because the local women are terrible. Like, they don't want to talk about nothing but love and hip-hop. I don't care. Like, I don't care. Can we talk about something else? So that's being just, I don't want to say if you haven't traveled, you're not a good person. I'm not saying that at all. But I think that if you have traveled, it can open you up to more experiences and you'll be a more well-rounded person. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've said that to someone before and they kind of got offended, because my point was, how can you limit yourself to finding your soulmate in the neighborhood that you grew up in? Man. You don't know what's really out there. I live on the East Coast, guys. Hi, welcome. And I can't say that, you know, with the luck we've had over here, that I really don't think he's over here. You never know where he is. He could be south, he could be far west, midwest. You never know, but you haven't branched out, you haven't relocated, you haven't done anything. You're just looking in your high school yearbook. I really just don't, in the zone schools or whoever graduated around here. Like, I can't say that you can limit yourself to whoever is in your city to find your soulmate. I got all kinds of backlash from that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop talking. But that was a lie, because I'm never going to stop talking.
I agree, because then you're limiting yourself to community dick.
So honestly, and community dick has been around the community, and it's still in the community, and I don't want it. That's something I don't want to give. That's something I can give back to the community. I always wanted to make it big and give back. That's what I'm giving back, guys. You can have him.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got something else I need to ask y'all about, because this is a big topic that we've seen already, maybe 3 or 4 stories on Twitter this year already, where women have flown out to meet guys and gotten stranded. So how do y'all feel about flying out? Because me personally, like I said, I've flown, got on a train, I done been on a bus, like I've done all that, like everything, to go and meet a woman. I've never had any issue, none whatsoever. So have y'all ever flown out? How do you feel about flying out to meet a guy?
Okay. Well, I don't know how. Oh, okay. I was going on vacation and a friend of mine was coming this way. Once he realized that I was going to be out to where he was going to be at, I was going to go to Vegas, and I live on the East Coast, but he was coming to the East Coast, like, the day after I was coming to Vegas. So what we did was, instead of me flying to Vegas, we changed everything, and he flew me to Cali, And when I got there, I guess his phone died. This is a true story. And for like all the
phone died.
It must have been 5 minutes. It was probably 5 minutes, but I was freaking out for 5 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm stranded. But then his phone turned on and he sent me an Uber and it was cool. But for 5 minutes, I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm stranded. So, as a woman though, had I been stranded, I would have booked a flight.
Figure it out.
Booked another, because I was only there for like 2 days. I was gonna have to book a flight. Well, he was gonna pay for it. But now I would have had to just spend my own money. So I don't understand how as a woman you get stranded, because although said person paid for it, there's no way I'm going anywhere and putting myself in any position where if something happens, I can't get home.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So,
I had money in my account either way.
It's just you just so happened to come out your pocket to get me here. And that's fine. I do not object.
But I wasn't gonna be like assed out. Like that's just dumb. As a woman, and this is, I'm just like this. Even if I've been dating someone for months, I make sure I have money when we go on that date. Because if I need to pop off, crack, slip, talk shit, cuss you out, I need to be able to pay my bill and catch an Uber and get home. I'm terrified to put myself in situations where you're going to have me fucked up. Nope, not me, not today.
See,
like,
what you're not going to do is,
I'm going to make my dramatic ass exit and leave.
You're I'm not slapping gonna the motherfucking trench coat and you're going to kiss my ass today, but I'm going to have the means to get home.
So it's just not smart as a woman to put yourself in a position to
be stranded. It isn't smart. I can't say that I haven't flown out to see someone. I don't have, his phone ain't died, because listen, I landed and I called, like, oh, you on your way to the airport? All right, that's all right, I'm going to talk to you till you get here, don't trip. don't trip. Where we going? Don't worry about it. I was sending text messages. I was dropping pins. I took pictures of license plates. Oh, we were not playing, but I had fun. You got to be, you know, cautious, of course. You have to be prepared for the worst. And I'm a thug, so I wish a nigga would. But I can't say that I would have ever even agreed to go anywhere if my money wasn't right to take care of myself in
just
any
in
situation.
Case.
Even here, I live here. Even where I live, I'm not gonna let you take me anywhere and I can't do for myself if need be. Hell, we might get separated for some old crazy shit. I live in Baltimore, we don't know. so I gotta be able to take care of myself, and there's no way in hell I'm going to somebody else's state without any way of taking care of myself. So women, please, please, ladies, do not let these wonderful opportunities to be flown out gas you up to the point where you lose your common sense.
Thank you. That's all
have
I was
that.
Trying to say. I was
have
trying to explain that,
that
on Twitter, right? I'm trying to tell a girl that you got to be responsible for yourself no matter what. You can't trust this person to take care of you. Like, no, you got to be responsible for you, because you don't know what their intentions are. So the girl responded to me. This was probably the dumbest shit I've ever heard. She said, well, he needs to be in jail. I'm like,
jail?
What? Like, because he left for the
incarcerated. You're not a child. He can abandon you. You're okay.
that was so dramatic.
Right. Like, it's okay. It's all right. You're an adult, so figure it out. If you don't have any situational awareness or any kind of way to figure out problems, you might want to have a friend or, I don't know, call your mom. Phone a friend. Whatever. Figure it out, but you're not going to say he needs
friends.
To be in jail because you got played.
Where are these bitches' friends when they stranded?
Right!
Because if I really got stranded, I'm calling my friends like, I don't have any money.
Like, don't even worry, I'm about to send this over to you.
Something. Like, y'all have no friends?
You ain't got nobody to talk to. Like, listen.
No parents.
Girl, he fucking played me. Don't tell nobody, because if you tell somebody, we're going to fight. But I need you to send me somebody so I can get up.
Okay, I got another question for y'all. I got another question. I know y'all mentioned that old boy paid for the flight and everything. So every situation I've been in when I did the flying out or I flew a woman out, we would always go half on everything. And that's kind of how all my relationships work. If we go out, we go half on everything.
All right, so here's the difference between me and between Lonnie and Vanessa Nicole. I paid for my flight myself. Mm. he was like, you know, why don't you come here? I was like, you know what? You're right. I went on there and got it myself, because see, what you're not going to do is put my situation in your hands. I'm very, like I said in the beginning, I'm cynical. I don't have time. I got my own money. I'm going to go ahead and put it down. What we do there is going to be on you. Fine. But my way of getting there and back is definitely going to be on me, because I'm who I trust 100%.
But
no.
No. No to all of it. Okay. Maybe I'm not traditional, but I'm traditional about this. I really feel like that's what a man's supposed to do. Like,
oh, you already sound like one of them men pay all the bills types.
No, I don't think men are supposed to pay all the bills.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just most of them.
Give me the cable.
Because 9 times out of 10, most men are making more than you. Like, and I guess that's where I'm coming from. Like, if I was dating a guy that made less than me, then maybe. But if I'm dating dudes that make more than me, no.
That was the case, though. I was dating someone who was making less.
So it's like, and even if you make less on the low, figure it out. Like,
you can figure out the rest. One thing is, you can figure out the rest. But I have literally everything, every other responsibility. But as far as me getting there and getting back, I will gladly take that responsibility without any problem.
I don't like halfsies. I'd rather just pay
halfsies.
Like, I go half with Lonnie. I'm not going half with some dude. Like, I just. Like, I'll pay for a date. Like, well, I have no problem paying for a date occasionally.
Let me explain why I go half. So, I like to go half on everything because I look at my relationships as teamwork. If we're going to be together, we're supposed to be in this for the long haul. We're a team. Like, when I make decisions, we make choices. I'm not going to just going to say, oh, we're going to live over here. Like, no, I want you to decide too. You as my woman, you're going to have input on everything that happens in our lives together. So if we're going to be teammates, let's be teammates all around the board. You know what I'm saying? Well, we share everything. Everything is together and we make decisions together. So that's like the first step. That's honestly a test that I have for a woman I'm trying to date. Like, if we go to the movies.
First date?
Like, first date, we go to the movies and I pay for tickets.
Nah.
Hold on, wait. Let me finish. We're sorry to cut you off.
So, first date. It's real simple. Like, on the first date, I mean, I will pay for everything, but I'm much more attracted to a woman early on. It should be like, okay, if you pay for dinner and all the stuff here, if we go eat, I'll pay for that, or I'll leave a tip. But even on the first date, I don't want to date a woman who can't even leave a tip. Like, that's like, I had that experience, and that's just the worst shit ever. You can't leave a $2 tip on a $50 meal. Like,
that, first of all, why are you tipping $2? But
that's what I'm saying. You can't leave that.
But okay, I understand what you're saying, because I feel like there should be sharing, and you should treat a guy and all that. I really do think you're supposed to do that thing, do nice things for them, all that other stuff. Like, that's important. But initially, like, first date. First of all, 9 times out of 10, I was minding my business and you approached me. So at this point, you need to be trying to impress
exactly.
me.
Don't
this
ask me out on a date. And
we're not a team yet, because I don't even know if I want to know you. So
Wait, hold on. But I don't know if I want to know you either. I may just look at you like, oh, you're attractive. I want to know you. Why I gotta spend $200 on the date, and I don't know if I like you.
Take me to brunch.
Wait a minute. Where is this? I have seen this on social media so many places.
I'm only saying that because that's what we see all
that y'all are talking about. Where are y'all going?
Okay,
that it's a
with
$200
all fairness,
date?
I understand if it's a night date, it probably is, because you go to dinner, drinks, all that. Plus, say you go to a movie or something, and then stuff at the movies. It's still not $200.
It's not gonna be $200.
No, I'm playing. I was being extra. I don't pay $200. No $200.
Well, not being extra, because that's real. People really say that.
Why don't you feel like the first date you should be at least trying to impress
person? I am. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't ask you like, oh, you gonna pay for this? Like, hell no. But there have been women, you know what I'm saying, who will say, okay, well, I'm going to pay for this. I'll put in on this. And I like that much more. I'm not saying you have to at all. I don't expect you to. But I
will
say,
you got at the dinner table, like, what you got on this bill?
Hell no, that's so rude.
You had the shrimp. I told you not to get that shrimp. You had the shrimp. Nah. And then I had the, boy, I'm telling you, if it happened to me. But I don't think going Dutch on, listen, I would rather just pay for the whole thing and you leave a tip, or vice versa, than to go Dutch on a date. If we was just hanging out, you're not my man, fine, and we just, we want to go grab something to eat, let's go grab something to eat, fine.
I even want my homeboys to pay, but
like, what you not gonna do is ask me out on a date and then really be expecting me. You asked me, homie, I was sitting in my house chilling.
There are no demands. One thing I learned about women is you can't demand women to do anything unless y'all make it, so I don't even do that.
What?
So
Exactly.
So one thing I will say though is by that third, fourth, maybe fifth date, that's when I'm looking for you to try to.
Oh, I don't let it get that like, far. I would probably pay for the second date, to be honest, but that first one, you most likely asked me out.
You know what?
So I'm gonna let you handle this one, but the next time, first of all, I'm probably gonna plan a better date than you did because that movie shit is played.
Yeah, he's just giving examples.
I want y'all to know that out there, don't do it all the time. It's okay, but like not all the time. But the next time I probably will put forth the initiative if that first date went well, honestly. You
know what? Last time I went on a first date with my little boo or whatever, I paid for the first date.
What? I'm proud of you.
I did. That's how much I liked him. I was like, we went to brunch, and I was like, I'm going to pay for this date.
Oh, shit.
And I paid for it. And wow. That was like a feat in my life. Like, I felt super wrong.
I'm upset that she never told me about
it. I didn't tell you that?
Because
I'm clapping for you. I respect that.
I would just give her a round of applause, because as this woman sits next to me, this is someone who always looked at me with the what face every time I told her I paid for a date. Every time I told her I paid for something, she's like, but why?
But can I tell you why I paid for it?
You've grown up.
No, it was an investment.
All right. Hey, I mean, that's a good thing though.
I'm mad at
it's kind of like, because I know men a little bit. It's kind of like, I know one time years ago, I bought a guy a drink when I was out. I got drinks for the rest of the night because I paid for one stupid drink. Sometimes
it gets the ball rolling.
That's a smart woman right there. That's smart. You know how to play the game. And then if as a guy, if I know that you're willing to put in something, I'll be more inclined to go out with you.
You want to give you everything.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to make a little investment.
Just a small investment.
Set the phone for it right quick. Let me just go away and set this off right quick so you can know. Your turn.
So you can know. I got you, boo.
That's how you get random flowers and all that. That's how I start bringing you flowers for no reason. You start getting cards for no reason. That makes me like you more because you're willing to put in. That's all we want you to put in.
I like flowers. Like, I buy, even if someone else doesn't, I will buy myself fresh flowers. I like flowers.
That's sweet. But, you know, it depends on the person. Don't buy me flowers, guys. Don't buy me flowers. You can buy me like Hardee's or something. Carl's Jr., depending on where you are.
Oh my
God. No, I'm kidding. But to an extent, I'm kidding. So yeah, that was basically everything that we went through on social media, trying to figure out what really is the problem with dating these days. And we gotta get on one accord, guys. Really.
We got stuff to fix on both sides, man. We got both sides.
Yeah, honestly, none of this is gender specific,
right?
None of this is gender specific. Everybody has got something that they need to work on that will make dating easier. Don't try to find love. You ain't figured yourself out yet. You can't get to know me or know your damn self. Like, it's really simple stuff that sounds so profound, but it's basic. Get it together.
Please get it together, because I'm low-key losing faith in y'all niggas.
And for real, I'm tired. Oh. I'm motherfucking tired. I'm motherfucking tired.
One more thing I will say though is, whatever you consistently attract, that's who you are.
Absolutely. You don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. I believe that wholeheartedly.
I do. I just want to also let y'all know that ain't shitness comes in every social group. So I just want to put that out
there.
You're
right though.
It's some artistic nigga out there. It's some woke guy that's like, well, I can't be settled down to just one queen. I'm the king. I'm the lion. I need several lioness. If you don't get the fuck out of my face.
You gotta watch out for those, man. You gotta watch out. It's just
poetic thing about to drop your panties and tell you, oh no.
Whisper sweet nothings.
One day we gotta make a list.
More than one source of nutrition. If you don't get,
would you say make a list of what, Chris?
We gotta make a list of like the signs that somebody, male or female, just ain't about shit. Like, we gotta make a list. It's just certain signs that when you see, it's a red flag. Run, turn, go the other way, man. It's certain signs that when you see it, you just gotta go. Like, and it's easy to see now because everybody own every fucking thing all the time. So, everybody expose themselves, honestly, if you paying attention.
Yeah, you're very right. You're very true. But we just don't like looking at red flags. We want to believe what we want to believe. When I say we, I mean women. Men
rose
are more...
I don't know what men be thinking.
I don't know how y'all end up in dumb situations. But
making love to these hoes,
right?
Y'all just slaying that shit the way like you dumb people.
Most of the time, we know it's a bad situation, but we just keep going on with it and just let the plane crash and burn. Like, if we getting some, most of the time we getting some ass, oh, I'll be all right. That's how we look at it a lot of times. Until you get to that point where you can turn sex down, that's how you look at a lot of things in life. Like, she's a bad girlfriend. She'll never ask me how I am. She don't really care. Like, I know she deal with other niggas. Like, we deal with it sometimes. Like, we deal with it because it's like, hey, whatever. Like, I'm getting some ass out of it, so whatever. So it's our fault a lot of times.
Okay, that makes sense. It's everybody's fault. At the end of the day, you have to take accountability.
Word of the day, everyone.
Accountability.
Word of the day.
Oh man, we can't. I don't like talking to women about accountability.
Well, here you go.
I don't, man. I always get cussed out.
You about to. No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
Because you can't always be the victim. You can't always be the martyr.
Absolutely.
At some point.
You got to understand this. It's not everybody. It can't be everybody.
Like my mother told me recently, she hurt the hell out of my feelings. She was like, you know, I've watched you date for like 15 years now. Because I'm 30, guys. And she's like, and you're the common denominator.
Oh, okay, Mom.
And I almost cussed my mother out. But it was true. She was like, you're not easy to deal with, and you're the common denominator at this point. So you need to think about what you're doing.
And that goes back to not accepting that this just me bullshit. Okay?
I guess I gotta stop being cute crazy or whatever.
Or what have you. Sound advice, Mom. Shout out. Shout out, Mom.
As long as, I think the most important thing here is you acknowledge it's something and you willing to change it. That's like the first step. Cool. Like, and you know, okay, it's my doing. It's something I gotta fix. I respect that. I just, whenever I say to a woman, like, you have to be accountable for what you do. Like, if you get played by every guy that you deal with, what is it, first of all, what is it in you that attracts these same guys?
I would just stop telling people.
Like, people telling themselves. Like, when you tweet stuff like, oh, men ain't shit constantly, you telling yourself, like, saying, I'm not a good woman. Like, you saying that, you're telling it on yourself. Like, I know now you aren't a good woman because every guy you attract ain't shit. So, that's you telling on you, man. You expose yourself. Don't get mad when I point it out.
What? Don't read into it. I know for a fact, I post things all day long.
And it don't mean shit. Let me tell you.
Not a goddamn thing to me.
Y'all would think she in love. Y'all would think she hurt. Y'all would think she's lying. It's all over the place. It's just, what do you relate to? Because she going to put it up there and it's going to start some type of conversation. Shit.
And people will be like, well, what's going on? I get messages. Are you okay? Yeah.
I'm just good. That was just a real funny meme. I don't know what to tell you.
I thought that quote was on point. It doesn't apply to my life. So you can't be reading into it, because you would think I date the worst niggas on the planet. The things I post.
Like, damn, she need to switch it up. You are who you attract. But yeah, so I guess that's the bottom line. We gotta take accountability. The last thing I can say, I did say on social media, I wanted to get in everybody's heads and on their nerves, and I wanted to know what y'all's pet peeves were, and that's how I'm gonna go ahead and end this out. Got some good ones, y'all. First of all, from my very own Vanessa Nicole. You hate when a nigga texts, what you doing?
Oh, my God.
What you doing if you're not trying to link up at this exact second? Mind your business.
Damn.
Mind your business. Don't ask me what I'm doing, because you're not trying to, oh, you trying to meet up for happy hour?
It bothers me to like my core. Like, like I have deleted people for repeatedly asking me, what am I
doing? That is something that, you know, someone else said as far as the play-by-play, you know, what you doing, what you eating, what you eat last night, what you doing today, what you doing when you get home, huh? Okay. Like, bro, if you don't back, if you don't got nothing to talk about, stop talking to me. I'm tired of hearing my phone go off at this point.
Unless I like you, then you can ask me what I'm doing.
I was just about to ask
if
that.
They text you what I'm doing, I feel like you thought about me.
Nothing. I've texted you for the past few hours. So he really want to know what you're doing right now, because you can't still be in the same spot. Listen, most of my pet peeves, I can tell you, itself come from behind the wheel of the car. Let me tell y'all right now, if you come to a complete stop to make a right turn, cut it out. Cut it out. I have never screamed so daggone loud until somebody on a green light decide to stop to bust a right. And don't swerve left to go right, and don't swerve right to turn left. I don't have time for you. You're in my way. And I'm going absolutely nowhere. So those are some of the biggest pet peeves. And that's what I got.
Dang, I don't really have too many pet peeves, man. I think I get on a lot of people's nerves because I'm like that positive guy. Like, if I don't see something, I just kind of turn my head away. Like, I literally only let myself complain one time per day. I'm annoying, I know.
No, that's actually, I like that. Like, I just posted yesterday. It might have been today. No, it was today. I said, our greatest addiction is to talk about our problems. Like, break the habit, talk about your joys. People like to complain.
Yeah.
All day long.
So I opened that forums for them to do so. But we're not going to do it all day.
Exactly. I don't think people realize how much time they waste on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever it is, just complaining. Like, you spend hours on there complaining, and then you find a group of people who agree with you, and y'all complain together. Like,
in a group chat.
Like, the energy I put out in the universe is so much different now because I don't complain a lot. Like, if I see something that bothers me on the timeline, I just get off the timeline. If somebody say something that annoys me, I just turn away and walk away from them. Or, like, I don't respond. Like, I just look at you stupid. I really just don't allow myself to be negative, and complaining is the biggest way to let negative energy in your space.
Mm-hmm. Even your own negative energy.
You know what's funny? That's actually a pet peeve of mine. The complaining. Like, I get so, like, I can do, like, you're having a bad morning, but, like, constant, incessant complaining drives me crazy. Mm. Even if it's valid stuff that's going on. I don't want to hear that shit. Honestly, I don't. Like, 90% of the time, if I'm asking you how your day is going, I'm just making conversation. Like, I don't really want to hear
the play-by-play of all the bull.
Unless he cute, shit, right? Unless he cute, then it don't matter.
First,
right?
Of all, I woke up.
Unless he bae, then I want to hear everything. Like, why don't you tell me anything? Yeah, I don't get
it. Oh, my goodness. All right, bae, please tell her how your day was. Okay, play-by-play from the fact that you couldn't figure out what shoes to put on this morning. All right? That is a good thing, you know. Cut the complaining. Let's just enjoy the moment. Celebrate while you still can. Good old Anderson .Paak. Yeah.
Good episode, man. I really appreciate y'all joining the network. Thank you all for listening to the return of the plug. Thank you, ladies, for joining the network again, man. I really appreciate it. Y'all got some great energy.
Yes, it was fun. This is dope.
All right, I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Find all the other shows, Key to Success, Debate the Music, all that good stuff. Ladies, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me, Lonnie Lynn, on IG at _Lonnie_Lynn_ and Twitter at Lonnie_Lynn.
And you can find me, Vanessa, on IG at _V.Nicole_ or on Twitter at _V_Nicole_. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Your new nickname is _. We're going to call you _.
Everybody has our name.
Yeah, Vanessa Nicole's pretty popular.
Man, mostly they beat you like that. Mostly white people. All right, y'all, we out.
Hey, thanks.